Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, with respect to the Dow Jones Industrials, since closing on Tuesday afternoon the 15th up to about 1:05 p.m. Houston time this afternoon, why, the effect has been a net drop, that is minus 6 points on the industrial average. So far today, since opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone down by 11.05 after rising 1.5 shortly after opening. Today's performance on the utilities is a drop of 1.63 and railroads a drop of 1.58. Over.
Disadvantages, I guess.
There's some speculation that you all were responsible for that 1.5 point rise right after opening.
Well, don't blame the 11-point drop on us, anyway.
Roger. Apollo 11, this is Houston. If you have a minute or so free, I wonder if we could get Mike to give us a little bit of clarification on what happened around about the time of docking. We copied him as mentioning that contact was very smooth, almost imperceptible, and we're a little bit inquisitive or curious about his remarks as to what happened after probe retraction. Over.
Roger, I docked in CMC Auto, and as I said, I wasn't really sure of the moment of contact. I kept cross-checking the docking probe indicators. I got two barber poles indicating that the three capture latches, or not capture latches, but the three gizmatches had made, and we were soft docked. And at that time, the situation looked very stable. So I went to CMC Free, glanced back out the window, it still looks stable, and I fired primary two bottle. And at that time, a gyration began between the two vehicles due, I'm not sure to what, perhaps the LEM thrusting, or perhaps it was building up prior and I hadn't noticed it. But anyway, during the retract of the probe, there were my yaw, excursions of, I would guess, around 15 degrees, and I had to come back on, take the free switch and throw it back to auto and try to damp them out, and I guess Neil was doing the same in the LEM. I'll let you tell him about his side of it. And I thought that we were not going to get a successful retract and hard dock. However, in about, oh, I guess, 6 or 8 seconds, I did hear, could see the situation damping out, and then we heard the noise indicating the docking latches had fired, and later on when I got in the tunnel, all 12 of them had properly engaged.
Roger.
And on the left side, we were in egg, min dead band at hold, and at contact, I thrust it plus X, and shortly after that, we had a sizable attitude oscillation and thruster bearing, so we opened up the dead band to max and manually flew the vehicle into stable attitude during the retraction. And we went to off at, during the completion of the retraction.
Roger, thank you very much, John.